Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, again, I would like to apologize for our delay in submitting this working paper. It was just posted last night, and so we know that many states' parties may not yet have had an opportunity to review it. The purpose of this working paper is to explore some of the challenges that an international public health effort to provide assistance under Article 7 might face if operating simultaneously with an investigation into allegations of deliberate biological weapons use, whether that investigation is taking place under the auspices of the UN Security Council, the UN Secretary General's mechanism, or the domestic law enforcement services of the victim country. In the event of an alleged biological weapons attack, cooperation at both the domestic and the international levels between public health and security authorities in the early stages of a response would be critical both to containing the outbreak and identifying those responsible. However, many countries may not have the necessary capacity or infrastructure to promote collaboration between these different sectors. And even among those that do, there may be different understandings of the appropriate roles and responsibilities for each mission. The missions might require different standards for interviews and preservation of evidence, for example. So we note that many of the challenges that we identified in our working paper were also identified in the Canadian Working Paper 7 that was presented under Agenda Item 4 earlier this morning. So we're pleased to see that. We're pleased to see that we're clearly thinking along similar lines as far as some of the challenges that we might encounter in dealing with the public health and the security sectors operating in the same country at the same time. We think we can mitigate some of these problems by encouraging organizations to discuss some of these potential conflicts in advance and encouraging those organizations that have a responsibility to respond to deliberate biological weapons use to develop good working relationships with each other to, and as states parties, we can provide them with opportunities to develop contacts with each other and fora in which they can discuss protocols and procedures. We know that there may be some delegations that feel this is somewhat outside of the scope of Article 7, so let me try to preempt that objection by just noting that any response taking place under Article 7 would require the participation of a variety of international organizations, and then in the event of deliberate use, that would include those organizations that are responsible for investigation. Thank you.